Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now a man who has already ordered his number 9 DeSean Kizer Packer jersey.
Yeah.
Steven.
Of all the things to come out of the wash of the weekend, with plenty to talk about already, your football coach is back to talking crazy about quarterbacks.
Again.
You would have thought that Mike McCarthy would have learned to undersell and over-deliver on anyone who might play quarterback after the disastrous Brett Hundley experiment of last year. But I guess not. Said Mike McCarthy, for those that don't know, DeSean Kizer would have been a first-round pick this year if he had come out of the draft.
Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, Bob and Brian. Your coach is gone.
What the hell did you just say?
What the hell? I don't understand.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you understand what you're saying, Mike McCarthy? So you had a quarterback for the Browns who went 0-16, who threw 8 red zone interceptions.
Is that a lot?
That's a ton.
Okay, all right.
In fact, I think Tom Brady, hold on, I'm going to look this one up. Tom Brady red zone streak. Tom Brady had the most insane streak of non-interceptions in the red zone.
Well, that would figure because he's been to a lot of Super Bowls and he wins a lot of football games and he's highly regarded as a irreplaceable piece of the puzzle in New England, right?
Yeah.
On their football team. That's what he is.
Yeah.
So I would expect something like that. If you told me he had a lot of red zone interceptions, I'd go, really? That seems inconsistent with what he's accomplished. That seems like something a bad quarterback
would
do.
As of 2014, so this is a dated stat, Tom Brady in the red zone in his career, as of 2014, 140 touchdown passes. It's pretty good, right, Brian?
140, yeah.
How many red zone interceptions as of 2014? Up against 140 good things, touchdowns. How many bad things?
Well, I'll say zero.
Well,
that would be okay. Remark.
2. Thanks for ruining it. 3. 3 is the answer.
Even with your
I thought a reasonable
guess.
Response would have been, 15. 140 over 15 would have been pretty amazing.
I would have never gone double digits, I'll be honest. No.
Really?
No, not no.
So 140 over 3 sounds normal.
No, I would have said 9.
That doesn't
probably.
Sound like a cyborg.
I would have said 9 sounds like a cyborg.
Yeah,
14 sounds like a cyborg.
DeSean Kizer at 8 last year.
Yeah.
And your coach, who has brought him in, says he would have been a first-round pick this year. He would have been right up there with all the other players.
I said to Brian earlier, not on the air, I said this off the air because I knew we'd talk about it with you. I said, I really think, and I'm not joking, I really think Mike McCarthy believes he has Aaron Rodgers' replacement in-house now.
But who does he like better? Because last year he bragged about Hundley.
I really like our quarterback's room.
Well,
let's face it, I'm a highly successful football coach.
Hundley beat Kizer last year, so, you know, our crappy quarterback beat our other crappy quarterback.
Right. The two crappy quarterbacks, you pray to God, never
see any action.
A live snap, because if they do, it means you are this season.
Yeah, season's over.
Season's over. Go
or,
home.
Or we've
no,
got
no,
some...
wait, no, go home.
Go...
Season is over.
Unless it's a blowout and they're just mop-up time at the end of the game. If they're in the second or third quarter...
Yeah. You know, I'm not even sure they can risk that.
Okay. All right.
If they see the field in meaningful time, it'll be like this soundbite from The Simpsons.
Yeah, all right. This press conference is over.
Go away.
It's over, Phil.
No, season's over, Phil. It's over, Phil. But wait a minute. How about Hundley? How about Kizer? I almost think that now Mike McCarthy has gone next level troll, that he has figured out just how to get you and me and other Packer fans super riled up. Like, hey, watch, I'm going to say this. This is going to be good. Like, do you think he was laughing in the coach's room? Watch this. This is going to be great.
They're going to go crazy in Milwaukee over this one.
I'm going to say something outrageous. It'll be within bounds. Like, I'm not going to say something crazy like, I really think DeSean Kizer is going to challenge Aaron Rodgers for the starting job. No, no, he's not going to say that. But he'll say something almost as ludicrous. And it'll get a rise out of people. And he's like, watch this. Yeah, I think he would have been a first-round pick this
year.
Think
he really, do you really think that's what he was trying to do? Or do you really think he believes that DeShone Kizer is that good? Or is he just trying to be a guy who is a positive force?
Well, he is Coach Mick Positive. Always positive. I like the way we're going. I'm a coach who's straight ahead. It reminds me of Dom Capers when he was the head coach in Carolina, and I was down there actually watching.
We just got rid of him.
Motion. I know.
Really, when Dom Capers was talk about him again.
When Capers was the head coach in Carolina, he just kept saying, "We just got to keep chopping wood, keep chopping wood." There's some of these coaches that are like delusional coach that just doesn't want to admit, like, yeah, that this is not going well, because they feel like putting up a front, that putting up an image, a stiff upper lip, is an important thing for a coach to do.
Well, I understand that. I don't want my...
you don't want your coach panicking and ripping guys.
Right.
But there's a fine line.
But I need him to be realistic, too. Like, you saw what I saw today. What do you think? What do you think I think?
Well, what round would McCarthy... What do you think I think? You know, what was the right round for him to say?
How about don't say anything?
Well, he's asked a question.
Coach, how do you feel about
DeShone?
Coach, how do you feel about DeShone Kizer? It's early. It's early. We'll see.
You can't do that.
How about
got him? Who went out and got
you
him?
Asked
was
me.
It,
was it our new
Gutekunst?
It doesn't matter. He signed off on it.
No.
He's got that kind of control. Go ahead. You say, well, what should he have said? Go ahead. Ask me the question.
What should he have said?
Ask me the question.
How's DeShone Kizer?
What's that?
How's DeShone Kizer?
About 6'2". Next question.
Nah, now you're in pop territory.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's DeShone Kizer?
Now you're being Lou Saban.
We really like DeShone.
Nick Saban.
Right.
DeShone works really hard. He is a tremendous talent, and he's just been a sponge here. He's been soaking everything up. I really think that DeShone Kizer has a future in this league, and we're glad to have him.
Hmm.
Okay. Good. There you go. Yeah.
Not. You would have been a first rounder this year. Well, it doesn't matter, because it's not this. It's not last year's, not this year, and he's not coming out now. And he threw 8 picks in the red zone for the Browns. And you can say all you want about, well, the Browns are dysfunctional, and the Browns don't have this, and the Browns don't have that. Hey, you've got the football in your hand. You have a choice on where to throw it in the most important part of the field.
Duh.
He made bad choices.
All I know is what I saw of DeShone Kizer is the Packer game last year. When it came down to crunch time and they had that game within their grasp, he threw the dumbest pass I saw all year. It was yes. Like, what are you doing? I'm a Packer fan, and I can't believe you threw that. What
Agreed.
A gift. So,
Agreed.
Well, you know, Brett Hundley didn't throw dumb passes. Because rolling right and throwing out of
out
the bounds was,
over and over. What? How would you categorize that then?
I don't
if it's not
know.
Dumb, it's
a, it's a.
I don't even
a
know
lack what... of talent pass. It's the safe pass.
It's not dumb.
It's
you're
the
right.
Do nothing. It's better than an interception pass.
The you know here we go is? Again pass.
It is the imposter's pass. It's the pass that an imposter.
That.
Who has somehow wheedled into a position that he knows he's not really equipped for, i.e. starting quarterback, National Football League, that he will throw that pass to kind of look good. It's like pretending to work hard, pretending you know what you're doing.
A lot of so a guy who's always shuffling papers on his desk, and there he is keyboarding away. And...
That's the rolling right.
Right. Right. Oh, busy. I mean, he's stamping papers.
Phones ringing.
Them up.
Hello, hello.
Right. He's got his arms crossed with two phones up to both ears. I'm on it. Look, I'm running around. I'm throwing the ball out of bounds. Yeah. Don't want to throw a pick.